Always fascinated by these long email addresses, especially I think the one from ICBL with the pensioners has a fairly lengthy one for, you know, us aged, not nimble-fingered people to save. It's good hearing the voices of two former Starcom ladies, Carolyn and Alex, back to back, and then the voice of another returnee, Michelle, who's taking care of things technical on this the Wednesday edition. The email says, Dennis, good to hear you. I went to the UPS website about 10 days ago checking international shipping. Barbados was among a list of countries where service was suspended. Reason? Transportation. USPS, the US Postal Service, usually use commercial airlines, and we know the flights have stopped. Yep, that is causing a problem for several people, including those who need medication from overseas. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. 4341790. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Still here.
Yes, sir.
The lady who called in, I would like to call back and said exactly what the gentleman from Waterson needs.
Sir, no, don't do that. Yes. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not going to work. So, what we try to do is try to put people in need with those who could help them. Saying what the person needs means that she would have to have had a chat with the person. Perhaps she just knows of the circumstances from a distance. She said...
Why I ask that? I understand what you're saying. She did send a package, right?
Yeah, she said the person needed assistance. So the problem I have with using the program in this way is this. Sometimes people, I saw in the newspaper, it was said that people are proud and they don't want people to know. If you have a situation where you know of someone who's in need, there are several agencies out there that can assist. Call them, tell them. You have everybody from the Muslims who are putting together packages. You have various other organizations. Call them. Someone sent a message asking what's the Salvation Army number. Couldn't assist them because I don't know it off the top of my head, and there's no directory for me to check it here. But to say on the radio that person X living in area Y, known by such and such a name, needs a package, is just throwing it up into the air. And it's not going to get the assistance to the person unless you have particulars which you can give to someone in a personal conversation over the phone. I prefer if they use that method. We do emergency, yes. Someone needs your assistance, call. If you have assistance, let us know. But we keep acting as the conduit. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes people may call and say, I'm the person, it's not them. So it kind of, you know, it kind of difficult.
I understand. I heard a conversation between you and Mr. Nasser about, you know, there's a word near envy. And the way I look upon envy is a kind of hatred. And I always said there's three types of black people in this country of ours. The ones that when they get a lot of their ticket down. The ones that when they are going at the ladder, some try to pull them down, and the very few that will help you. Right? Sadly, the ones that we need most is the ones that is the lesser amount. So I heard a lot of people talk about killing monkeys and all of that. I went to an elderly couple home in St. Joseph, almost here, rich part of St. Joseph. And when I went, they saw the gentleman putting down food. And the way he was putting the food was quite a distance away from his dog that was chained. I asked him, calling him by name, will you put our food there for we dog all over there? He said, no, this is not for the dog. It's for the monkeys. And he said that he feed them every morning, afternoon, and evening. What I also noticed is that this gentleman have a lot of vegetables and fruit trees planted, and they all have one fruit. he told me the monkeys react to people how they treat them. I also know of a case where a man killed one and hang up in a tree. And to this day, he can't plant anything. To just destroy everything when it starts to come up wrong. We have been developing barbarous animal monkeys, I say. We have been disturbing their habitat. So obviously, they're going to react. That's the simple way in which I see it. Some might disagree.
Okay, sir. you know, we destroy our own habitat too. We rip up our own crops to plant concrete, and then we import food. So perhaps we should start reacting too, by digging up the concrete and planting food, because we all need to eat. Brestex, good afternoon. Hello. 4341790. Brastex, good afternoon. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
This is Victor Young.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I am all right, and you?
I just want to give you two little short things. I want to back my senior athlete. This is Victor Young, also the senior athlete.
Mm-hmm. I figured that's who it was. Old Young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is that we got with the ministry. The ministry, the people in the ministry from the minister back down has no idea about the senior games, although it was started in her government by Hamilton Lashley. The only body who understood the senior games were Hamilton Lashley, because he understands what it is.
Conversation going in a direction that the red flag is up and you ain't running down that track. Not with the accusations you pelting about left, right, and center. That's below the belt, and the belt all down by my knees. So, you know, let me leave that one there. I thank you for your contribution. Stay on the track. The DEO has gone to investigate the Holders Hill situation, I was told by someone here. Thank you very much for that response. That should put, and I know the person who sent the response, that should put the caller's mind at rest. Brastax, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I am calling. I would like some clarity on the issue where Lyme is concerned.
Where
I don't know if I can, like, where Flo is concerned.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I know in light of COVID, I received a telephone call from a representative where I made a verbal agreement on paying the bill. And I've been doing so. Only to find out this morning my services are connected, sir. Disconnected.
Mm.
And I received a call yesterday with another person giving me another payment arrangement, which I agreed it will be paid by the 25th. And now this morning I have no services. When I called, the person was silent on the line. I had to keep saying, hello, are you there? And then when she came on the line, she was still giving me, I don't want to call it rhetoric, but was still telling me, you have to pay your bill. Your bill is outstanding. I said, but what happened to the verbal agreement that was made the week of April the 6th? And what happened to the verbal agreement that was made yesterday by another representative?
Did you have the name of the representatives?
Yes, I do.
And you gave it to them?
Representative, her name was Crystal.
No, I'm not asking you their names. I'm asking if you gave it to the person who called.
Pardon me?
I'm asking you if you gave it to the person that you called on the last occasion.
Yes, I did. I gave.
And when you gave them the names, what did they say?
She said, well, I can't tell you, different representatives, different persons, but you owe your bill. So I said, in light of COVID and the two verbal arrangements that were made, and my bill is not due until the 21st, sir. I said, what happened if I go out there and I'm able to find the money? But I am sorry, you cannot have any services until your bill is brought up to date.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to do with the COVID. I am so hurt, sir. My bill is not due.
The
Can
question
you give
is
any clarity on that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't think the reason why I am
and I'm a pensioner at that.
I would suggest that you try to try to make contact with the company through the numbers provided, that you give them the names of the persons you spoke to, the time you spoke to them, and the arrangements that were made. And the 25th cutoff date, it's something I've noticed on another utility. I've had three bills in the space of 3 weeks from a utility company, each with an updated bill with a different pay-by date. One was the 21st, one was the 24th, one was the 25th. So it is possible that because of the strictures brought on by the virus and the various ways the companies are dealing with it, that multiple bills are being issued and that perhaps updates are not being done as fast as they should be. I find most of the calls made to flow once you know the party and you can say this was done on such and such a date, they kind of follow it a lot better than if you just say, you know, what happened to the verbal arrangement. But try to have this sorted out with their 1-800 number. If not, ask them if they can put you in touch with a supervisor who can help you with it. Because sometimes the calls are routed to different places.
Yes, and I did that this morning, and she said to me, no, the second person, because I spoke with two persons this morning, both say the same thing to me. In light of COVID, there is no guarantee that I would have my services
reconnected in time. Yeah, correct.
Yes.
Correct.
You know, so they have not acknowledged the two verbal agreements at all, which I fulfilled.
You tried to confirm that verbal agreement in any other way, or you just took it as being done?
Yes. And the thing is, the first one, my bill was paid on April 25th. The young lady gave me a number to call to confirm that I made the payment. And I followed through with that. And I told her the payment was made.
They usually can track it by your number, yeah.
Yes, I have the number here that I called and spoke to the young lady and told her, yes, I made the payment. No. And the thing is, the third person I spoke with this morning said to me, it is in there that my payment will be paid on the 25th. So when I say to her, why are my services disconnected if y'all have it in the system?
Because more than likely, again, it may be, and which is why I'm trying to walk this through from what you're saying, okay? Because I'm only hearing one half of it. It may be possible that the arrangement has not been placed on record, that whatever payment you've made in the past has not been updated for whatever reason. And because you're speaking to different people in different places who may be looking at a screen with the information as of the whatever the last date was. Don't forget, one of the things the utility companies have said, I think it was the Barbados Water Authority that sent a message to us to put on air, that bills are generated automatically. So you may get a bill saying you're due for disconnection when in fact disconnection has been stopped because of the pandemic. So it may be possible that somebody got a due for disconnection notice and went ahead with it without knowing that the payment has been done. I think it is best you take it up with them because there is nothing further we can try to do from having this discussion with you. Thanks for raising it. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
How are you?
I am being as good as I could be, I suppose.
I'm staying safe?
I have always been safe.
Okay. I'm safer then.
Well, I can't be any safer. I keep telling people one of the strange things about my condition is I have no immune system. I take immune suppressants on a daily basis. So I have no immune system. So I don't know how safe I don't know how safe you could be without an immune system.
Well, God has.
But that's why I say I'm as safe as could be.
Yeah. So I called a friend. I want to ask you questions as a layman. Is the Attorney General has legal advices to advise him on his actions and what we're about to do?
I suppose that as with every government office, there are people employed there at various levels who, including members of his government who have legal training, who may offer advice as part of a conversation in cabinet, or persons in under his watch who can say, sir, this, and make recommendations. I presume that's why he has people in the Attorney General's office.
In my humble opinion,
ma'am, don't speculate. Trust me. Don't speculate.
Because this is not the first time being Attorney General, and my thing is this. Right now, I don't see the rush to appoint a deputy commissioner when the police force has more pressing problems that need to be addressed that in the forefront than the police constables and the sergeants need better pay and condition of work and that and the better tools to work with than you to rush a promotion that is not there. In order to get a promotion, you have to have a vacancy. And if you don't have a vacancy, I don't see how you could get a promotion. What he should have done, if he wanted so much this man to be promoted, he could have waited until the right time and then do it. Because right now, the morale is not good in the police force, and this is going to make it worse.
You're speaking as a police officer?
No, sir.
Then how do you know the morale in the police force is not good?
Policemen are men. You just take off police.
What?
Policemen are men. We take off the police.
They got females in the police service.
Yeah,
so
but take
not
off.
Affected?
Sorry. Take off the prefects.
And then what?
Then you have men or women.
And then? But what I'm asking is, how do you know that the morale is low?
But you sometimes you hear them, you see you hear them, and you can see their body language.
Really, man?
Yes.
And because of that, you assume that the morale is not good?
No, it's not good.
How do you know that? I keep asking you.
Well,
you're in conversation with me. Do you know my morale?
Yes.
And what's my morale?
When somebody upsets you, you was at the top.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, you know and that's then wrong, right? I keep telling people that's wrong. When I am upset, ma'am, I go very quiet and I get very still and I speak slowly and softly. Trust me on that one.
Okay.
Anytime you hear my voice go flat and I go nice and quiet, run. I tell you so. You hear my voice lifting and thing, hug me up because I, feeling passionate. Ain't got nothing to do with me being angry. Ma'am, it is not safe to make assumptions based on what you see. Okay?
Okay.
That's my word on that.
Okay.
Trust
but in another thing, I think that right now, just to rescind that decision and let the force go on as normal, if the time comes that he should be appointed, so be it. But right now, deal with the police force as a body. And then anything after, make sure that you, because...
Ma'am, let me ask you this question. Since you're going back to that, let me ask you this question. What is the remit of Deputy Commissioner Williams? Do you know what he's supposed to do?
No.
Good. Well, here's what you need to do, right? Go and read the reason why he was appointed Deputy Commissioner. He's supposed to be responsible for, among other things, human resources. So if you're claiming the morale in the force is low, then appointing a deputy to ensure that that morale is lifted, that people get appointed, that their service, the things they need to do their job is done properly, and it does not get in the way of someone who is supposed to be working on operations, is the correct thing to do. Now, the process by which it was done may be flawed, but the appointment cannot be flawed if the person is supposed to be attending to the very things that you say need attending to. So sometimes it is possible to do the right thing the wrong way. And we need to separate the difference between doing the right thing the wrong way or whether or not it was the right thing. 4341790-266-4862, brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. I'm now accused of being a spinner. I have never tried to be a spinner in my life. Won't try it now, too old. Brasstacks, good afternoon. 4341790, Brasstacks, good afternoon. I have a note here from someone in the US, I think, who says that Virgin Atlantic, UK has put out, Virgin Atlantic has put out their flight schedule for 2021, and they're starting to sell seats from May 16th. So it's good to know that Virgin is trying to get back up in the air. They also were supposed to be trying to introduce cruise to their itinerary. We'll see what happens with that. And perhaps now that we know at least one airline is trying to get back in the air, we now have perhaps a starting date for when we can start pushing to have our beds with bodies in it paying to stay here. We certainly need the input without putting people at risk. And that means those who test and test positively should at least have a discussion about where they went, with whom they've been in contact. They could save their own life. Brasstacks, good afternoon.
Hello?
You are through.
Yeah, this probably is an unusual call. I'm not calling with any concern, but I was listening to Mr. Nasser, and he mentioned about some books. I don't know if you'll permit me to recommend at least three books to him.
You could go right ahead.
One is How to Argue with a Racist by Adam Rutherford. The next one is the A Racial Contract, Charles Mills. And the third is Critique of Black Reason by Achille Mbembe. If you read, when he finished reading these books, he will probably be never called a man black again, because he will realize how the term black was used from people of African descent. So that's all. And another issue, I can remember in the civil service, it was customary for a lot of people to act in positions until the positions were established. I don't know was he big outcry about that, but I know, I suspect even the person who raised it was one of those people at some time.
You know, I have to, I sent a comment to someone online that the public service has been, I think, I don't know, the greatest Hollywood outside the Hollywood. There are so many acting appointments in the public service over the years. In every section, the police, the prisons, the various ministries, because the whole system of appointments in the service seem to have gone off track for decades. The process that we keep following from, I suppose, from the 1940s, 50s, or whenever, for appointments, I mean, they just keep coming up time and time again on this program. I hear people talking about, this person has been acting, they haven't received their pay, and they've been acting for years, and I've been acting in this position. I think on more than one occasion, governments of Barbados have gone to Parliament to pass these sweeping appointments for just prior to the last election or just post the last election. The NUPW questioning the number of acting appointments. When would they be appointed? So this whole question of appointments, no. Let me state again. And when I had the conversation earlier, I told Mr. Murray, I agreed with him, that you needed to have a look at how appointments are done in the public service. If we're talking about making the public service 21st century compliant, there are several things that have to be done. They have to be done. And this question of doing reviews, promoting people by their competence and qualifications, as opposed to being, you've been doing the job for 20 years, so let's move you a notch higher. We have to get rid of some of the old things that we held on to, because they keep us back. And we have to take a look at, is our public service serving us in the 21st century the way we would like it to? And remove political interference, political considerations, and the constant accusation that you can't tell a minister this because, or you could do whatever you want to the minister because he can't fire you. Because those are conflicting statements. If the minister can't fire you, well, I guess he could frustrate you into leaving. But that's the same in every job. You could be frustrated into leaving if somebody wants to put you, you know, in a position to either do things you're not supposed to do or do things against your will. But to me, the whole question of how we get the public service to operate on a 21st century level is just making a mess of what we're doing. It's not working in the best interest of serving the country. We're undermining ourselves. And Diane Spin, that's the way I feel.
Okay, I want Mr. Nassau listening so he can get
So you can get the books and read them.
Yeah.
Yep. No problem.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Let me repeat. My first name is Dennis, not David. There's a David Johnson in here, but he don't sit behind the microphone. Thankfully, he gets a lot of my hate mail, so he takes a lot of the pressure off of me. I like the fact that this company hires my name. We had David Johnson, Dennis Johnson, Fillmore Johnson, so we had three Johnsons. Then we got two Davids, and or three. You know. And then at one point, we hired the evangelists. We had Peter, Paul, John, you know, and we worked that way. The message I got said 2021. They did not say May of which year they started to take the bookings, but it did say 2021.